Beginning with the end in mind, preschool, part one. Why can't I have a dog? Esther was dreaming about her dog. He was bigger than her wagon and very strong. After rolling in a mud puddle, he shook himself until both of them looked like they were covered in chocolate. She laughed and hugged her dog's thick neck. Esther, called her mom. The dream with the dog disappeared. Mom always interrupted the best dreams. I'm coming, she called back. Mom and Papa had been up before sunrise. The farm they lived on had to supply all their food and the wood they needed to heat their little log home. Neighbors lived far away, and they also had to work hard to eat and stay warm. No one had very much money, and everyone had many daily chores to do in this dry, dusty country. 10-year-old Esther was expected to do her share of the work, but she mostly just dreamed of having a dog. The three of them sat down to plain, watery oatmeal in their chilly kitchen. It was spring now, and the wood had been used up over the winter along with most of the food. Although they were hungry and cold, Papa still sang songs of thanks to God each morning. Esther was not thankful, though. Why can't I have a dog? She cried. I have no one to play with, and all the other farms have one. You're so mean. Mom and Papa could barely feed three people. How could they feed a dog? Plus, Esther did almost no work around the farm. She was lazy and did a poor job at her chores. She would never properly care for a dog. I have to visit Mr. Wyatt today, said Papa, after Esther had stopped crying. Why don't you come along? I want to see how he's fared after the winter. Esther immediately perked up, and they soon began their 30-minute walk down the dirt road. Mr. Wyatt was in his 70s and always welcomed company. Mischief, Mr. Wyatt's border collie, spotted them coming and bolted down the driveway. She danced around Esther, greeting her with wiggles and tail wags. Mischief and Esther were good friends, even though they didn't see each other very often. They were both lonely since neither of them had anyone else to play with. Papa and Mr. Wyatt shook hands. Then Mr. Wyatt spoke to Esther. Mischief has something to show you. She led them toward the faded red barn, lifting her head a little higher as she pranced through the door. She sat down next to a messy pile of straw, and within seconds a stream of tiny, sleepy-eyed, black and white fur balls wobbled out from underneath. Puppies! Cried Esther.